Hey y'all, welcome to Sisters in a Glimpse. We're two friends turned sisters, sharing glimpses of our walk with Jesus to encourage other believers in the Christian faith. Expect real conversations laced with honesty, laughter, conviction, and all kinds of truth found in God's Word. Our hope is that you will relate to the topics we discuss and will be encouraged to keep growing and keep pursuing God's will for your life. So now, let's jump right into the next episode of Sisters and a Glimpse. Hello, everyone.
Hey, guys.
This is Abby.
And this is Megan.
And welcome to Sisters and a Glimpse.
Yeah. I don't even know what episode this is.
If I had to take a guess, I would think it was 7 of season 3.
I'm not even
three.
Guessing because I have no idea.
But I may be wrong. I'm also fully recognizing that I'm probably wrong. But I think that it's 7.
Oh, well. Oh, well. Let us know, guys.
Yeah. It's easy to find out.
Yeah.
I'll know here in a little while.
Okay, guys. So, Abby and I were just sitting here talking, and if this time of year is anything like it is for us, and especially Abby being a teacher and having a child during this time of the school year, and just lots of stuff goes on in the spring.
Yep.
There's sports events, and you still have all your church things, yep, and school
end of year
things. There's just so much going on.
Yep.
And we were just sitting here thinking, like, our brains feel really full.
And very, yeah.
And kind of feel like we don't have a lot of space,
yeah,
in our minds, in our hearts, to really think deeply about
find words. Yeah, it reminds me, you know what image just popped into my head? Of someone who's lifting weights, like they're on like a bench press,
uh-huh,
and they've got dumbbells or, mm-hmm, a bar. They've got a lot of weight on it. Like, mm-hmm, they're maxing out.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, mm-hmm, have they don't have someone to,
yeah,
spot them.
Yeah.
Of course, we have, hopefully you have community,
yeah,
to spot you and the Lord. But, like, who's doing all, even with a spot, granted.
It's hard.
Even with a spot, they're pushing, and they're just in that season. Like, you've seen those videos or pictures, uh-huh, of people that are just, like, in a hold,
yeah,
position, and they are just straining, yeah, so much to try and get the weight up. But they can't, and sometimes our brain feels that way.
Uh-huh.
And I start, like, not being able to find
the words
or using the wrong word.
Mm-hmm.
I start not finishing sentences sometimes.
My thoughts aren't complete.
Yes, yeah. Or, like, I will think of something to, mm-hmm, tell someone that's, mm-hmm, sitting right across from me.
And then
within 5 seconds, forget about it.
Yeah.
And that's whenever I know, mm-hmm, hey, you've got too many thoughts going
around
in your
brain. And I also don't
brain.
Have the capacity sometimes to deal with people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, when we are working at the capacity that the Lord wants us to, mm-hmm, and we are fully walking in the Spirit, and we have capacity for all of those things, but sometimes we get overloaded.
Yeah.
And we have to recognize, you know, those signs that show us that we're overloaded. And one of mine is, I don't have capacity to deal with problems, mm-hmm, with other people, mm-hmm, if they have problems,
yeah,
and it makes me irritable,
yes,
and I don't like that either.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I know we're not alone in this.
No.
So if you're listening, I'm sure you feel like that too.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of wanted to have a lighthearted episode and talk about all the things that you can do to just, like Abby said, decompress,
mm-hmm,
and just to make space,
mm-hmm,
to let your mind rest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I remember talking, I think it was with our pastor's wife, and, mm-hmm, she was talking about how, you know, if you use your brain a lot and thinking a lot in your job,
mm-hmm,
that you need, when you need to find rest, you need to do something that doesn't use a lot of brain power. You know, it needs to be more physical or, you know, resting physically, but let your mind rest physically.
Right.
But if you do a lot of labor things, then, mm-hmm, you need to let your body rest physically. So thinking about that and just thinking about how our minds are kind of on overload, what are some things we can do,
mm-hmm,
to decompress and to make some space? And so we were just sitting here talking and listing some things off.
Yeah.
And one of the things, I was like, light a candle and just lay on your bed for a few minutes,
mm-hmm,
and still and quiet. Go for a walk in the park.
Yeah. Being outside, which we talked about last episode, But there is, there's a gift in mm-hmm. being in nature. I mean, the Lord has oh, just yeah. the best gift in just being out there and just looking
and experiencing, fresh air.
Yes, His creation mm-hmm. in real life. Sometimes, you know, stillness, you need that stillness. You need to get away, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But also, sometimes it's good in those moments too. And I have to, there's a fine line because sometimes whenever I feel that way, I start to feel that way, I do want to draw away, mm-hmm. like for an extended amount yeah. of time, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not always no. healthy too. Like that
no,
can go
we
to
shouldn't
the
do that.
Totally opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's good to work to surround yourself with community. And so, mm-hmm. We're going to Six Flags yeah. here in a little bit and not like right now, but like soon we're going to Six Flags. Yeah. And I'm so excited just to get to laugh and have fun and
not think about like planning things
right.
or thinking about
yeah.
just schoolwork
yeah.
or
just be with your people.
Yeah.
And ride rides and have, you know, just feel like a kid again.
Yeah.
And just for a moment, you know, you get to just
kind of get away.
Get away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be some major trip or anything.
No.
But just taking a drive even sometimes, mm-hmm. And listening to worship music, making
yeah.
sure that, you know, you're just allowing yourself to, and that takes practice too.
It does.
To stop your thoughts because mm-hmm. even driving, you think about laying on your bed, you think about driving, walking in the park.
It's hard
you
to make your mind
still
stop. Yeah.
Do all of those things while your mind is still going haywire, mm-hmm. Or just then thinking of, well, whenever I get home, I've got to do this. That is a practice.
Being in the moment.
To be in the moment. And just trust that it's all going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And in the areas where you can't fill the gap, the Lord will.
Mm-hmm.
If you are working to be faithful in
yeah.
your responsibilities as well.
And I loved what, before we started recording, you were talking about even just finding rest in the mundane things, our daily chores that mm-hmm. they have to get done.
Yeah.
But like just putting on some music you like, putting on some worship music while you fold the laundry.
Yep.
You know, doing something, you know, watching your favorite TV show while you fold the laundry, whatever it may be,
mm-hmm.
you can still give your mind rest.
Yes. Yes.
To focus on something else
right.
that's not loading you up.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. And I would say, and this is just my opinion, but like there are a lot of TV shows out there that cause a lot of stress.
Yeah.
You know?
Be careful
like,
what
just
you watch.
Be mindful that even if it's like a mystery, and I'm saying like even clean things, like mm-hmm. things that are fine to
but
watch.
They can be suspenseful.
But they can be suspenseful yeah. or they can be, you know, there can be drama mm-hmm. in a part of it or something. And mm-hmm. sometimes like we
get
have a tendency
up.
To get
yeah.
worked up and you don't want to get worked up. That's why I watch Andy Griffith all the time. One, because I love him and I love that show.
Mimi loves that show.
I
do too.
I know every episode by heart. I really do.
I love Andy Griffith too.
It just is easy watching and easy listening.
Mm-hmm.
I know I will
mm-hmm.
laugh. I know that I can have it on in the background
mm-hmm.
and it just, it's not going to impact how I'm feeling aside
yeah.
from just bringing me
yeah.
you know, joy
mm-hmm.
for a moment. Same thing with the news. Like,
mm-hmm.
don't always have the news on. Like,
yeah.
that's not always going to be helpful.
No.
Yes, there's a healthy balance, but you don't want to be filling your mind with outside things, whether it's music, whether it is TV or anything else, social media, that
no
is going to clutter,
that, yeah.
clutter your
yeah.
mind.
Yeah.
Whenever
yeah.
you're trying to rest
yeah.
your mind.
I would say find what you enjoy
mm-hmm.
and do that.
Mm-hmm. Roller
that.
Skating. We
yeah.
had some friends a few weeks
yeah.
ago that mentioned like roller skating,
mm-hmm.
going and roller skating mm-hmm. in a parking lot.
And I know you love painting.
And I love painting.
Hey, if you're crafty, do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And make time for it
do
too.
Puzzles.
Because
do,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
I like to do coloring books.
Yeah.
Adult coloring books.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
whatever you find pleasure in, good pleasure.
Yes.
You know, that can just take your mind away from all the thoughts and all mm-hmm. the things
right.
that is filling it at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Do that.
Yep, yep.
We encourage you to.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah. I wouldn't
like
either.
I said,
and sometimes
our mind
I was thinking that sometimes even taking a nap is that's okay. Like Jesus it's okay. Did. It's okay to take a nap.
Yeah.
And of course, like I'm thinking now, I'm like, oh, we need to, because even my mind is overloading of we need to tell them that, you know, even too much of a good thing can become bad. So like you take any of these and you do them too much, it's not good. Well,
that's with anything in this world.
Exactly. So that's the preface here. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just need to take you a little 20-minute, 30-minute nap.
Yeah.
With the windows open.
Think about Jesus. How many times the disciples caught him resting or sleeping or went, going away by himself to pray or, you know, you have to have that time, you know. Go to your favorite restaurant. Enjoy some food.
Yeah.
But still, just like Abby said, there's the balance.
Get some ice cream.
Make sure, do something. Get something that you enjoy. Get your mind off of it, but do not stay there.
Yes.
To where it's in excess.
Yes. That is the key.
You have to come back to reality.
Because there are, yes. Uh-huh. It is for a moment.
Yeah. For a moment in time just to recharge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we encourage all of you who are listening.
Yeah.
If your mind is like ours right now and we have a billion things going through our minds and we can't even really find the words to say, hey, take a step back, recharge, find something you enjoy, find something you like, go do it.
And think about like something that, you know, you did as a child, like that just brought you a lot of joy. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's something, whether just again, going on a walk, you know, and just think back to just the ease of being a kid and just going outside and I mean you would just get to go outside and just play and while we may not be able to move around like we did whenever we were
definitely not.
Kids you can still just kind of have those moments of peace and rest there too.
Read a book lay in a hammock outside, read a book, something. Anyways guys, we hope this is just an encouragement to you that it's okay to rest. Yep. You don't have to go 90 to nothing all the time to get things done.
Yep.
Jesus didn't make us that way. We don't have the capacity to do that. We're just humans. Mm-hmm. And so find rest, find enjoyment somewhere and do it. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the life. Like we read in the Bible, like he wants us to enjoy the things he's given us. So find time to enjoy, find time to relax, find time to recharge. Mm-hmm. And
I will say too, one more thought. I keep thinking of things. That it's often in those times, if we don't rest, we begin to lose the most important discipline. Because we lose perspective because we're just so concerned about getting the things done that we need to get done that we lose the discipline of just resting in him and spending time with him because spending time with him and in his word, that requires us to have a moment where we do sit still.
Mm-hmm. You have to be still.
And I mean, have to be still and you have to be sober-minded and being able to just sit and read and listen and pray and talk with him. And so if you are going 90 to nothing, for me at least, I find myself in those weeks and days where I am feeling like, oh, I've got all this stuff to do and my brain is tired. Mm-hmm. You start to lose that discipline. Mm-hmm. And so it is important for us to find rest in just slowing ourselves down so that then we will make time each day to just fully stop.
What was that book we
and
read?
And sit with him. The Ruthless Illumination of Hurry.
Yes.
We were not meant, we were not built to go 90 to nothing. Mm-hmm. The way that the Lord created this earth and this world and this universe, he did not, I mean, he didn't make us to run by an alarm clock every single second. Mm-hmm. And so don't catch your, or be sure to catch yourself quickly if you do find yourself feeling is
like the signs we talked about.
Yeah.
That you know yourself.
Because
those signs that show up where you know, okay, I need to slow down and I need to take a rest.
Yep.
So just be encouraged to do that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Y'all go find you some rest. Go paint. Go read. Go walk outside.
Light a candle. Do something.
Cook your favorite meal.
Yeah.
Go to a restaurant. Have your favorite meal. Whatever it is. But y'all have a wonderful rest of the week, and we will talk to y'all soon.
Love y'all.
Bye.